What's up, everybody? This your boy G. Coming right back at you on my podcast, OG Redemption, Know Better, Do Better. You know, because, of course, once we know better, you know, we obligated to do better. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what I think. What you think about that? Okay, well, today, let's see. Well, today I want to talk about being a father. You know what I'm saying? Fatherhood. You know, because in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of young sisters and brothers out here, you know what I'm saying, that's having kids. Even older brothers and sisters is having kids. You know what I'm saying? But the kids are suffering, you know what I'm saying? Because you got these parents, you know what I'm saying? They just in and day in it for the sex. You know, they have sex. Then once a woman get pregnant, you know what I'm saying? The first thing the dude want to do is claim, oh, it ain't mine, knowing most 95% of the time it's his, and you know what I'm saying? And they shake. You know, and even when they do know it's theirs, they still shake. It's like, you know, if you're going to have sex and you don't want no kids, it's both of y'all responsibility to make sure that y'all protected. You know what I'm saying? So there will be no kid. And you won't have to go through none of the BS. You know what I'm saying? Women, if you know this guy ain't the guy that you really want to be with. And then, you know, a lot of us out here, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? I done had a whole lot of sex with a whole lot of women. You know what I'm saying? And I know damn sure 98% of them, I wouldn't want to have no baby with them. It was just sex. You know what I'm saying? But I'm fortunate. I'm blessed enough. You know what I'm saying? No matter about all the women I done had sex with, you know what I'm saying? I only have two kids, and that's a blessing. You know, I'm the type of guy anyway. I didn't want kids everywhere. I don't want no baby just because we having sex. You know what I'm saying? Even if you my woman, I don't want no baby just because you my woman. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to just have kids by anybody. You know? But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to step up, male and female. You know, because I grew up without having a father. You know, I had a stepfather. You know what I'm saying? He was cool. You know, but my stepfather, he was basically there for my mom, not me. When I played Little League baseball, football, basketball, he wasn't at none of my games. He never came to one game I ever had. You know, and my real father, he was in Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? And even though, you know what I'm saying, I feel he is a piece of shit, you know, because I only met him one time in my life. And I think I was like 14 or 15, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a good meeting, not for me anyway, you know what I'm saying? And that, man, me not having a father, you know what I'm saying, that hurt me a whole lot. You know, that's one of the reasons I turned to gangbanger. You know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to fulfill a void in my heart. You know what I'm saying? That was supposed to be there for my father. And by my father not being there, you know what I'm saying? I let the gang fulfill that space. You know what I'm saying? I loved the gang. You know what I'm saying? The gang was my family and basically my father. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand that at the time. You know what I'm saying? We don't ever understand it at the time when why we do a lot of things we do. We think that we're doing it just because we want to do it. But later on in life, when you think back and you really go over your life and analyze your life, as I have analyzed mine, I know that me turning to the gang was specifically because I didn't have my father. I remember when I used to play baseball, football, basketball. After the games, everybody, father there, he'd hugging him, and oh, you did good, oh, let's go get pizza and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing there by myself like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Man, I wish I had that. You know? So eventually, I got tired of it. I quit playing sports, period. You know? And it's crazy because every child needs his father. You know, you have a lot of women out here to be like, oh, I'm the mama and the father. No, you're not. You are the mother, and can't no mother teach a man how to be a man. I don't care what she done been through or what she done. You know, I'm not saying she ain't a good mother. Yeah, you could be a good mother, but you still can't teach a boy how to be a man. It's just certain things that a man needs to teach a boy. It's certain things that a boy follows after his father. You know what I'm saying? He sees certain things and he adapts to them. You know what I'm saying? And he does those certain things because his father does them. You know? So, you know, at the end of the day, man, we got to step up big time, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real. We got to step up big time because these kids don't deserve that. You know, you got all these fools running around. Oh, that ain't my kid. Fuck that. Okay, man. If it ain't your kid, then go take a go take a blood test. At least go make certain. You know what I'm saying? And if it's proven not to be yours, you can go on with your life. But if it is your kid, you need to take responsibility as a man. Step up to the plate. You don't have to be with that woman. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be with her, do you know what I'm saying, to take care of your kid. You know? And you got a lot of these women out here that be trying to trap these men. You know what I'm saying? With the kids. Just so they can stay in their life. But at the end of the day, I'm going to let you ladies know, if a man don't want to be with you or he ain't feeling you, he don't love you, no matter what you do, you know what I'm saying? Even if you have a kid, that's not going to make him stay there. You know? Then you have the women disrespecting the men in front of the kids, or, you know, when the man ain't around talking about. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? That's your son and your daughter's father. He could be a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to say that in front of your kids. You don't have to act that out in front of your kids. Because it's still their father at the end of the day. You know? And most women, they try to pit the kids against the father anyway just because the father don't want to be with them. You know? Why you can't just let the man do him if he gonna take responsibility and take care of his kid? That's the only thing that should matter. Nothing else should matter at all. Your feelings don't matter. It ain't about you. It ain't about your feelings. That's what when it comes to these women, they always their feelings. They let their feelings take control of things. You know, men think logical. We try to think shit out, work it out. Okay, let's do it like that. Okay, bam. You know what I'm saying? But women be emotional. You know what I'm saying? And their emotions take over and they just go crazy. For real. You know? Especially when they see the dude with another woman. Okay, he ain't with you. He went on with his life. You know, but I'm going to get off of that. I just want to talk to these men about taking care of their kids. You know what I'm saying? Man, we have to step up. You know, ain't nobody going to do it for us. We got all these kids running around here in single-parent homes, you know what I'm saying, with the mother. You know what I'm saying? And these dudes act like it's all good, but I'm here to tell you, man, it's not all good, man. You know what I'm saying? We must play a major role, you know what I'm saying, in our children's lives. You know, they look to us for guidance, for understanding. For us to teach them certain things they need to know in life. You know what I'm saying? And if we not there, who gonna do it? You know? And you have, man, and you got these females bringing different dudes in and out of the house. They don't give a damn about your kids. They just want a shot. They just want to hit it. Then a lot of the times you don't even know these dudes you bringing up in your house around your kids, and they end up molesting your kids or killing your kid. And man, come on, man, listen, man. Each one teach one. We got to help each other, man. We got to get out of our feelings. You know what I'm saying? And we got to step up because us, man, as a race, man, it's crazy, man. We not doing the right things, man. I don't really want to get into this, but I just want to say this one thing about that Popeye's chicken shit. You got fucking brothers and sisters out there going crazy over some bullshit that don't mean nothing. I ain't never tasted no food in my life that I'm willing to fight over, stab somebody over, kill over, go to jail over, or stand in line 3-4 hours to get it. That's ridiculous. I done had both of the sandwiches, Popeyes and the regular and the spicy. And it to me is just a regular little bullshit chicken sandwich. Ain't nothing to write home about. You know, so we got all, I just said that to say this, we have our priorities straight. I mean, crooked. Our priorities is wrong. We have to get them straight. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying about a chicken sandwich, we should be worrying about helping our kids do their homework. Making sure our kids is all right. You know what I'm saying? Teaching our kids manners and respect. You know, because when I was growing up, man, it was unheard of for somebody to curse a teacher out, beat a teacher up, tell her you curse a teacher. Yeah, it's crazy. Man, that was unheard of. You know, even if we didn't like the teacher, we still show respect. You know what I'm saying? I show respect to all adults because that's how I was raised. You know, I'm 56 years old, and I still won't curse in front of my mom, even though I'm a grown man. You know, it's just certain things that we have to live and learn, you know what I'm saying, and live by. You know, this kids out here, man, y'all don't know what the effects that not having a father does to a boy or a girl. Man, those effects are devastating, man. You know, these dudes run around here, you know what I'm saying, thinking they the man. It ain't about being the man. It's about being a man. You have to be a man. You know? Stand up. Take care of your kids, man. Teach them respect. Teach them right from wrong. Teach them about getting credit. You know what I'm saying? You have to teach them about character and integrity. You know? I'm going to tell you, I didn't even really know what character and integrity was until I was in my 30s. And that's crazy. You know? That's crazy. I didn't really know the meaning of it or understand what it was until I was in my 30s. We need to be teaching this to our kids from day one. They need to know about character. They need to know about integrity. You know what I'm saying? They need to know about respect. They need to know that it's cool to love and to help others. You know? It's crazy. We'll walk right down the street, passing each other up, looking each other dead in the eyes, and won't neither one of us speak. We just keep going. It ain't going to hurt nobody to speak. Not at all. And then you got these females out here, you can't even say hi to them. Everybody that say hi to you ain't trying to hit you, ain't trying to get in your drawers or your panties. I just walk by people and I feel awkward really just walking by now since, you know what I'm saying, went to another level. You know, I feel awkward just walking by a brother or a sister and look at them in the face and don't say nothing, just keep walking. You know what I'm saying? That don't even feel right to me. You know what I'm saying? You speak to some of these sisters and, baby, I'm not trying to holler at you. All I'm doing is speaking because I'm walking by you and you looked at me, I looked your way. We looked, our eyes met, and I don't want to just keep walking and don't just say hi. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with us speaking to one another, male or female, nothing at all. You know, it's a whole lot, man, that we got to come ahead with, man, and just do it, man. Because our lives, man, can be way much better. You know what I'm saying? If we correspond with each other, respect each other, and love each other. You know what I'm saying? I was a beast out there in them streets. You know, I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? When you talking about a motherfucker trying to be the man, oh, I was the man like a motherfucker. Till I realized laying up in that penitentiary, laying up in that cell, looking at that ceiling, just thinking back, reminiscing on my life, that it's not about being the man. It's about being a man. That's what counts. You know what I'm saying? That's what really matters. That's what really matters, you know. And at the end of the day, man, I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't consider nobody as my enemy. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? Like, my life is too short. I'm not a fool, though. You know what I'm saying? But I don't consider nobody as my enemies because I'm not trying to, I don't live my life like that no more. At all, period. And if it's somewhere I got to go and I have to take a gun, I'm not going. Because if I know if I got to go somewhere where I got to take a gun, 9 times out of 10, I might have to use it. You know, when I was a youngster, I didn't give a damn. I didn't take a shit without having my pistol with me. Everywhere I went, I had my gun. It didn't make no difference. It didn't matter. But I'm not, that ain't my life no more. You know what I'm saying? All I'm out there doing is trying to help these kids, man. Help these youngsters. You know what I'm saying? Do the right thing. You know, my main thing is gang intervention and gang prevention. You know, but I speak on, you know, a lot of different topics. You know, but these kids, man, the kids are the future. You know what I'm saying? We got to make it better for them than it was for us. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You know, so if you feel, man, it ain't nothing. You see these kids out here doing wrong, man, say something. You know, or if you know their parents, then go talk to their parents. You know, because some of these kids is idiots. They'll make you hurt them. You know, these ones out here that's out in these streets wild. You know, some can't be saved, but such a whole lot that can be. All these kids wanted some love, man. All these kids want to know is they loved, and you know what I'm saying, and that somebody is there for them, and they ain't going to leave them. You know, these kids just have a lack of understanding. You know, they need that one-on-one mentoring so you can get to know them on a personal level, so you can win their trust. And once you win that trust, you really can help them. You know? But us fathers, man, we got to do better, man. We have to do better. I'm going to talk about you women, too, on another podcast. Because y'all got a whole lot to do with a whole lot of this bullshit. You know? But that don't take away the responsibilities of the father. It don't matter what the woman is doing. The father, you obligated. I'm going to tell you something, man. My biggest responsibility as a man in life is my kids. That's my biggest responsibility. You know, not my wife, not my mother, not my sister and my brothers. My biggest responsibility is my wife. Not the homies, not the hood. Not my wife. My biggest responsibility in life is my kids. You know what I'm saying? God first, my kids, my wife, and then my family. And that's real. We have to make sure, man, that we take care of these kids, man. We the ones made them. So why wouldn't we take care of them? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot going on out here, man, in this world. Regentrification. At the end of the day, we ain't gonna have nowhere to live, period. Cause stuff is gonna be so high and other races is gonna be in and moved in and pushed us right on out the way. You know? That's real. We got, man, if nothing else, man, I'm asking each and every one of y'all out there, man, is to at least know what's going on in the world. Know what's going on in America. If not the world, at least know what's going on in America. Know what's going on in your city, your hood, your county. Know what's going on, man. You have to educate yourself. Knowledge is power. You know what I'm saying? I'm a news junkie. Internet junkie. I stay on and watching the news and on the internet. I want to know what's going on. And I know how to decipher bullshit from the real shit. You know, man, I don't want to be, I have to be up on current events. You know, it's just something that I always, always, you know what I'm saying, was aware of. Even when I was gangbanging and doing whatever I was doing, I still was up on current events. It's just something that I'm just up on. I just love being up on. You know, and if somebody can walk up to me today and ask me anything about what's going on in the government, what's going on with climate change, whatever the subject is, I'm really able to tell you a little bit of something about everything. I might not know everything about it, but believe me, I'm gonna know enough to be able to hold a conversation. And that's real. You know what I'm saying? We have to continue to educate ourselves continually. You know? And everybody out there, man, share this podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? Go on your Instagram pages or your Facebook pages, man, and tell your Instagram friends or Facebook friends to come to my podcast, man, and check me out. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, and that's real. You know? Because, you know, I really don't like saying nigga no more. I've been trying to break that habit. You know, but I'm a real brother from the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not just a street kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself on knowing a little bit of something about everything. You know? But at the end of the day, the issues that really affect us, black and brown, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely up on those issues. Because at the end of the day, black and brown, we all we got. We in this fight together. Whether a lot of us don't know it or not, we got a whole lot of brown brothers that call themselves racist and black brothers that call themselves racist. How are we going to be racist against each other? We in the same boat, paddling up the same creek. You know what I'm saying? Fighting the same fight. We come together, we can take over. For real, for real. We come together, we definitely can take over. But it's up to us. You know what I'm saying? We'll pass the laws. We'll make new laws or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be able to see past all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them prejudices go. You know? Just because one brother might have did something to you, you don't hate the whole race. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, judge people as individuals. You can't judge people, can't judge a race by something that one person did to you or two persons, regardless. You know what I'm saying? I judge every person as an individual. You know, until they prove me wrong or prove something different, you know, I'm cool. You know? But back to the fatherhood, man. So we got to stand up together, man. You know what I'm saying? And man, for you fathers out there, that I know everybody, all y'all got homeboys and cousins and brothers and sisters, I mean brothers and nephews and friends that's males, man. If y'all know they not doing the right thing, man, give them some encouragement, man. If they don't think that's their baby, okay, homie, at least go get a blood test so you can know for sure. Because it ain't, man, the kids is hurting, man. And it's not the kids' fault. You know? These kids are out here hurting. That's why they are acting out. That's why they are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Because they are hurting. And they don't understand. Because nobody's talking to them or spending time with them, conversating with them, so they can understand. So, you know, hey, listen, man, everybody out there, man, if you got a son or a daughter, step up to the plate. Do what you're supposed to do as a father. Like I said, if you don't believe it's yours, stop guessing to take a blood test. Because there's a whole lot of babies out there that don't look like fools, and they theirs. That's real. You know, baby might not even look like you, and it could still be yours. You know what I'm saying? So don't just dismiss it. Because you say, he don't look like me. You know, but he still could be yours, though. You know what I'm saying? So at least take the test and see. You know what I'm saying? And for all you fathers out there that just stepped up and you being good fathers, man, I salute y'all, man. I applaud y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to get the family structure back together, homie. For real, for real. You know, because when we have our family structure in check, we so much better, we so much powerful, and we love so much more. You know, so let's step this thing up. And like I said, spread this podcast. You know, my podcast is, you can go to Spotify and look me up. OG Redemption. Know better, do better. It's your boy G. I love all of y'all. Like I said, if you want a specific topic you want me to speak on, just hit me and let me know. And let me know what questions you want answered. One love, baby. I love all of y'all. I'm out of here. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.